And they found you, they helped you find housing and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And we receive some sort of an allowance per week as well, like $60 per week.
Yeah, but it was a hard time to arrive in Canada. And
no, but like, I think the government at that time make it much easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you left Vietnam, you were pretty much forced out of the country. You didn't really know where you're gonna end up. And I think Canada personally make me feel very welcome. And I think I owe it to this country here.
Mm.
So, you know, like, you know, I truly think this is my homeland now. So, yeah.
Have you been back to Vietnam?
Once. Last year. A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still have relatives there?
I got relatives there.
What about other, aside from the Canadian government, were there other either people or organizations who made it easier?
Yeah, people. Like Granby is a small town, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, I think immigration was still sort of welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with an open arm,
mm-hmm,
to Canada. So you know, I felt that with the neighbors, with the people that I went to. We went to that, I can't remember what it's called over here, to do some French courses. It's a...
CEGEP,
it's like a college, but it's a specific for like language training program.
Oh, is it a government language?
Yeah,
I went
for
two.
That's what it is. So, but like, you know, even the teacher there,
yeah,
they made it feel very easy. And I think they made the integration process a lot easier. You know.
Mike tells me you were president of the Vietnamese Association.
I was the president of the Vietnamese Association of Toronto for 5 years. Before that, I was a treasurer for a year.
Okay.
And vice president for 2 years. Then I think vice president for another two years, and then president for 5.
And what were some of the key things that association worked on, and what was their role?
We provide settlement,
mm-hmm,
and integration services.
Okay.
You know, so that includes counseling,
mm-hmm,
assisting people when they first arrived, provide language training.
Does the organization continue to exist?
Yeah, it still exists.
And do you know, is there still a strong immigration from Vietnam?
Not anymore, though.
Yeah.
Not anymore. It's people come, but I guess mainly through sponsorship, from family sponsorship, or business migration now.
Yeah. So I guess if you were to think about contributions to Canadian society, in terms of the Vietnamese community more generally, can you pinpoint for me any strengths of the community, that key areas of contribution, whether that's politically, professionally, academically, or even arts, like areas where the Vietnamese community has had a big impact?
I think like Vietnamese tradition, we always value education.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like we do very much encourage, strongly encourage, not say forcing our kids to, you know, to finish school. So I think academically, it's you know, we there's a lot of professional Vietnamese,
mm-hmm,
in Canada, and I think most of us have gone through what I have gone through. So you don't see a lot of Vietnamese complaining about taxes, about you know, about some minor, you know, hurdles along the way,
mm-hmm,
because we've seen the worst. We've seen much worse. So this is very good here, and you know, we don't take things for granted. Most of us don't. Some do, but you know, we don't. And we and you know, we're happy that we can contribute. And I think we do try our best to to put something back in the society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do United Way, you know, volunteer things. I personally like to do Terry Fox running and mm-hmm. organizing. I used to do that when it was with a bigger accounting firm.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's other contribution? I think business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you can see the booming of the Vietnamese business. If you go to Dundas and Spadina,
yeah.
It used to be Chinatown with mostly Chinese business. Now, even though, you know, it's Chinatown, but I think most people that speak Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
So they came from Vietnam and they settled here. And, you know, business. So a lot of business, a lot of Vietnamese business.
Businesses, restaurants,
farms, yeah. No, they're, yeah, a lot of, yeah.